This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We've been studying for the past several days about a statement made by the Lord Jesus Christ as recorded in the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to John, verse 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Friends, the Bible is true, and what differs from it is wrong. Now, it doesn't matter who says it. If I say it, some other man, the man who preaches where you go to church, if he says it and it's different from the Bible, it's wrong. Thy word is truth. We must not dilute the word of God with our addition of mere human doctrine. I don't have the right to do that, and neither does anyone else. We must not take away from God's truth. I don't have the right to do it, neither does anyone else. We must not pervert the truth. We must not twist and change it, make it say something it doesn't say. I don't have the right to do that, and neither do you. The Apostle Paul made clear that even if an apostle or an angel from heaven would preach any gospel other than that which he, Paul, preached unto you, he would rest under the curse of God. Think about that, my friend. It's so easy for the average person today to think that just because a man is a preacher, the mere fact that he's a preacher, that he spends time working with some church and reading from the Bible, reading from it and preaching from it, that this alone constitutes proof that he is a servant of God. But Paul made clear that unless he is preaching the gospel, he is not pleasing to God. He rather rests under the curse or the anathema of God. And in fact made clear that we are to mark those that do not preach the truth and turn away from them because they do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own belly. Oh, you may say, does the Bible say that some do not serve the Lord, even though they may be spending time in teaching the Bible? Yes, it certainly does. Galatians 1:6-9 and Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Notice carefully again the words of Paul, for they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly. Now, friends, what I am pleading for is for everyone who preaches to be willing to preach the Bible just as it is. When Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, it simply will not do for me or anybody else to come on here and say, he that believeth and is not baptized shall be saved. Those statements are not the same. They're contradictory of one another. You'll remember that the Lord said to Adam and Eve in the garden, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. Why? For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now the devil came to them in the form of the serpent and said, hath God said you shall not eat of the tree which is in the midst of the garden? And they said, yes, that's what he said, neither shall we touch it lest we die. And what then did the serpent say? He utterly contradicted what God said and said, thou shalt not surely die. Now when Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, whoever and wherever says, he that believeth and is not baptized shall be saved, has contradicted the word of God as surely as did the serpent in the case with Adam and Eve. Now he told them that which was not true, and they believed it. They heard a lie, they believed a lie, and they obeyed a lie, and it caused them to lose access to the tree of life. Sin separates from God. We find that in Isaiah chapter 59, we find that the Bible makes clear that sin separates us from God. Now, friends, when men say that which is contradictory of the Word of God, they are not serving God and they are not serving their fellow man. They're not serving you. If I teach that which is not true on this broadcast, I am not serving God. It doesn't matter how much you may think of me as a person. If I'm preaching that which isn't true, I am not a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, truth must not be diluted with human doctrine. It must not be diminished from. It must not be perverted. No other message can be preached and one still be pleasing to God. But friend, our time is gone for today. I want you to know sincerely that I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of Thy Word is Truth. Until then, it is my sincere prayer that God will continue to bless and keep you.